Welcome to another episode of The League Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7. To my right, I got Mr. KB Ends. What it do, man?
What up?
To his right, I got Mr. AKA, I get dubs in Madden 23. What it do?
I was wondering how he thought I was going to throw shade, bro. All I was going to say, I was like, I was wondering how FIFA was going to introduce me today because your boy's been heat. He been hot, boy. He been hot fire right now.
What are you, 6-1?
6-2 now. I just lost. So I was hot fire, but I appreciate the acknowledgement, though. Yeah, man.
Ken, what's your record this season?
5-2.
5-2.
I'm probably going to be 5-3 because I ain't going to be able to play.
Yeah, they already said he about to play your game now. You on auto. Yeah.
Who you playing? What user?
I was supposed to play foreign today. Mm. But
hey, well, look, CPU gains ain't guaranteed right now.
They're not.
I just lost on some goofy shit, but I lost.
So let's start here. Do y'all feel, because I know how I feel, but I'm gonna start with y'all first. Would you rather prefer to play a CPU game or a user game right now?
User, of course.
Okay, why you say of course?
I'm used to users now at this point because I've been playing a lot. I think I mentioned in the chat, I've been playing a lot of, when we're not playing in the franchise, I've been playing a lot of online games. Mm-hmm. As far as competition, just seeing
how I can people get these, are,
you know, practicing and stuff like that. And I love the rhythm of it. I'm in rhythm with it. With CPU, it's like it takes me out of the rhythm because it's so mechanical. Yeah. It's so like they're making the right reads. They're always going to make the right throw. Yeah. You could probably fuck them up here and there because your team is going to be more superior than theirs based on all the trades and moves that we do, almost efforts. But if you fuck up, you fuck up. Like, even this game, like, I was up, and then I lost because I couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it gets to the point in time because I haven't really practiced that much shit to really trust it in this version of Madden. I can't really do shit or get comfortable because I'm still not trying to throw that many picks because how easy it is.
You know, there's something that you said that I feel 1,000,000% of what you're saying. There's a rhythm to this Madden. Mm. And I feel like when I play users, I can schematically set them up for certain things. I don't know if y'all watch some of my streams. I gotta change the Twitch. Every time it damn updates my app, it fucks up. It doesn't post on my channel. But either way, like when I play CJ, right? I'm running a lot of motion. I'm running Debo. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a lot of different, you know, things pre-snap to try to throw you off to a degree. And it works against a user. Against CPU, you can't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I found that the CPU is highly predictable, especially on third, and it doesn't matter. They're going to fucking make the play. It doesn't matter if I blitz them. It doesn't matter if I play zone. It doesn't matter if I play man. It's one of these things where right now when I play CPU, I'm extremely frustrated because I can't make the CPU mess up.
Exactly. That's what it is. And it's not about messing up. It's more about I can't catch the CPU slipping.
Yes.
Like, because as a user, there's only somewhere you only got two eyes. Mm-hmm. I feel like with the AI, they got all 22 on you. Mm-hmm. And it's like you really just have to be a superior, like it just has to be a superior play. Mm-hmm. Or you have to have a superior talent as your running back or your offensive line or your quarterback. Like, you got to really just outdo them. Like, okay, I can beat you on this because I have this guy going against this linebacker. He should win regardless.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I may need to slide some protection over here because this motherfucker keep coming right at me through a hole. Because every time I want to hit this play again, the play recognition kicks in and they automatically come right there.
100%.
Like, and again, a user has to pick the right play and has to make the play for even it to matter. Yep. But with the CPU, they always going to have the right play.
Yep.
They always going to make the adjustment.
What about
you,
Ken?
Yeah, you already know.
Shit, neither right now. Okay. I'm learning on the job in spite of my record. Because I've been in some battles, so I've played a total of 4 users now. I'm 2-2. So I played Cam, but just got in the game, so I don't really count that as a win. Mm-hmm. Then I played Chris, and he's still trying to figure some shit out. Mm-hmm. And then I played Nick, and he blasted me with some payback. And then I played what's his name? CJ, which, you know, great comeback, but still I'm just trying to get, you know, acclimated to users. Mm-hmm. You know, and stuff like that. But versus the computer, same thing. It's like dog fights. I was in a dog fight versus, I forgot what team it was. I won that shit 12-7. And I had to make a stop at the end of the game. You know, and that shit took everything I had.
That's the thing. It makes you really have to care about defense.
Oh yeah.
Cause that's maybe the only way niggas is scoring or turning the game around.
You gotta care about the entire game. You gotta care about field position.
Does the game not feel longer to y'all than it did in 22?
It feels shorter to me.
Really?
It feels way shorter. I feel like I get less possessions. I get less throws. I get less attempts. Rushing attempts. It's less of everything for me.
It feels long to me. Like, it feels like every quarter it feels like every quarter is two quarters, damn near.
I think it might be the way they do end of quarters now. Because I think from third to fourth quarter, you can make a fourth quarter adjustment.
You can make a lot. That's what I'm saying. Even when I'm up by like 20 or like if I'm up by 10 or 15, it don't feel comfortable at all.
Yeah.
Like, I could be playing amazing. The momentum is my way. And I'm up by 10 or like two touchdowns.
It could change.
I just knew I was going to lose.
And I'm like,
bro,
what happened to all that momentum I just had? How did it go away that quick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, let's talk a little bit more specifically, right? Because every time when we do a week, you know what I'm saying, from week to week on the podcast, we play damn near half the season.
About five games.
Right. About five games in between. So, that being said, who have you played since we last recorded?
Well, I don't think we started yet. So, so far, and we're now going into week eight. We're in week eight, week nine?
Yeah, going into week eight. Or no, we're in week eight, going into week nine. Yeah.
So, I've played Adrian, Ken, and Chris.
Okay.
Who's the Falcons, right? Yeah. I'm trying to think, did I play anybody else? I was supposed to play M Extra, but he was out of town, so it was auto. So yeah, I played that, and then I got one more person in y'all division.
I got Cam.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, who else did I play?
So out of those users, hey, we're gonna name names here now. Best user, worst user, and why?
I think best user right now, just based off how I played them, and it would be Chris might be the best user just because of how he used Ridder, and how if Ridder was better, he could have made some really incredible throws. I think Ken was just trying to fill me out as far as how I play. So I don't really consider that shit any kind of way. And then by the time he realized how I was in my pocket, he was like, fuck it. I'm just going to let him do him. But even though he didn't want me to score that last touchdown.
Yeah, I'm salty about that one for a few reasons, because I knew you were going to do it. Because, like you said, I was like, oh, this payback. And I was mad I threw this.
Because I lost, bro. I did not beat him the last two seasons at all. So I'm like, bro, this nigga ain't got my number like that. I don't give a fuck what he said.
I already knew what was going to happen. So, and I don't know. I looked away because I was on the safety, and I looked away for a second, and I look up, and the play was already, and then it was too late by then. But
you basically got there because the ball didn't come out the way it was supposed to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he got hit, but I probably could have got there if I was paying attention. But it was the end of the game. It didn't really matter all that much.
But the worst user would probably say Adrian, because he made Jamar Chase look like Superman in that game. Because I literally got that's where I perfected my high throw shit was in that game. Because I was just like kind of filling shit out. And then like I just had opportunity because he couldn't score for shit. And that's why I really like defense, because I can move so easy as a linebacker. Like,
I told you.
It's literally night and day. That's why, like, I was so frustrated. You guys got to realize how frustrated I was going from 21 to 22, and then how happy I am from 22 to 23 based off of just that movement, because it was so stiff with those linebackers in 22. I couldn't do shit.
You could throw right at them.
You know what's crazy is that I realized that on my first pick. So it was a stick play that I was against Nick. It was a stick play that I was running. You know that it's a little slant.
Slant
and
straight.
Yeah, so I looked over. I was like, okay, he's doing this, he's doing that. And I was like, okay, I ain't got that. And then I looked and I thought he had position and I threw it. I thought it was going to be open. Next thing I know, I saw Nick. It was the ball's already out of my hand. I was like, oh shit, he actually recovered and got on. I got on the play. I was like, oh shit, that's different.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like,
you can bait with the linebacker now. You can lurk with the linebacker.
I can lurk so much, and it's actual lurking. Because at first, lurking was just like, if you're not right there, you ain't lurking.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's what we. I think we talked about in 22. Like, if you're not in a good position, you fucked.
Yep.
So that's why I love this. Is like, it gives you the at least gives you a puncher's chance, I would say. Maybe some things is probably fantastical because of the video game, but I do like that recovery time. That recovery time,
and you can set them up. Like, I feel like, you know, the safeties have been able to do that from Madden 20 to now, right? But the linebackers, like Nick just said, in certain Madden, you couldn't do that. I remember when I was out of town in DC, and I was like, yo, who wants to play regs and shit? And I played you. And I think I had the Rams, and it's a play that I like, that it's a drag and then a cross and then like a post or a deep cross on the opposite side. So I like plays like that, because as a user, you have to, you gotta choose. I'm gonna go to the one that's open. And what you did was you took a step up and said, okay, cool, I'm gonna go to the second read. And the moment I did that, you was there, like, okay.
Cause that's the thing, like, I like to, as long as I know, cause the thing about it for me, the way, cause I think, Ken, you talked about this, and I always wonder what you meant by it when you was like, you play defense differently than most people. And it was like, and for me, it's like, I just go off the flow of the offense,
the play.
If everybody going this way, it's like when niggas run, you see somebody running through this, you go that way. So that's where I'm going. I'm like, all right, if he going this way, he most likely gonna have to get the ball right there. I just gotta be there at the ball. I don't have to be faster than this person. I just gotta be there where the ball is at. That's always been my mentality with the linebacker position. I just gotta be where the ball.
Because you play linebacker, and that's how they coach linebackers. It's a flow position. It's a feel position, right? So you play that. Exactly. That's why I told you I knew you were gonna like the linebacking in this game. But Ken, since the beginning of the season, how many users have you had? Who was the best user that you faced and the worst user that you faced?
I've played 4 total. Like, and the thing, I was like, all y'all motherfuckers playing res and shit. I'm like, man, I'm gonna be rusty as shit. Cause I got so much to get used to. So I played 4. I played Cam, Chris, Nick, and CJ. So the best is the one that gave me the worst ass whooping. So that's Nick. Second, Cam is always tough, man. His cerebral game is on point. So even though he hasn't mastered the game yet, like, he was really, really tough. Chris still trying to figure some shit out. He's very loose with the ball.
Yeah.
So,
but I like that about him, though. Because he tests you.
He will. So I would say he was the worst. And it's just because of the way he played. Like, you know, his high turnovers.
Tell me about it.
So, you know, so, but I don't even feel like counting that, because I'm like, I don't know. I haven't figured him out yet.
Yeah. And here's the thing, right? Like, I think if something taught us something, Madden 22 next gen, when we first got on it, everybody struggled. Right. And I feel for the most part, we're trying to figure it out. I think we're in a better position than when we were last year going into the new Madden, but we're struggling, right? Like, I could definitely say that I've been extremely frustrated because I can't string good games together. Like, I have one good game, so, oh, hell yeah, I got it. Next game's 4 interceptions first quarter. Like, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? So I know I've been extremely frustrated. I've only had 2 users so far. Up until this point, but the back half of my schedule is definitely loaded up on users.
It's user death row for me. I would have played 4, and I got to play M Extra, and then I got to play somebody else.
Like, I want
Cliff.
Like, I want to say I got to play Cam. I got to play CJ twice. I got to play, I can't remember the rest of them, but those are the main ones.
I play Cam. I got to play M Extra again. I got to play, who's the Steelers? Is that Nate?
That's who I play. I got to play Jameel.
Yeah, I mean, Jameel. No. I played Jameel. That's what it was. You're right. I did have another. I played Jameel. Then I beat Jameel. I won that.
But we talked about that last week.
Oh, that was the last
week? Yeah, we talked about that.
So since I've only played 2 users, I think it's kind of easy to say which one was the better of the two. So the worst one, I'll start there, Chris. And the reason being is, and I was so mad. I don't know if y'all caught the live stream, but I had him 93-0. I wasn't trying to score 100. In the second quarter, he threw hella picks. I scored 44 points in the second quarter. It was just opportunistic, right? Like
at that point, he was just like, I'm just playing the game.
Yeah, like I wasn't, you know, I'm not going to say, oh, I was shutting him down. But I know he loves the tight end attack. Like I know his play. He's trying to use the same things from 22. So I was just picking up on certain things early. The reason why I'm mad about that game is because of the stats that I accumulated. Chris Farley had 5 picks, two pick sixes. Kyle Duggar had 3 picks.
Wait, what'd he do? He quit?
No, the internet connection.
Oh.
With a minute
that was,
to go.
That was the room, that was the hotel internet connection thing?
No. This was the other night. This was just the other night. Just the other night. It was a minute left to go in the fourth quarter. I had the ball. You know, I wasn't even trying to, I wasn't trying to score. He was like, oh, you trying to score 100? I'm like, bro, I'm not really trying to score 100. You know what I'm saying?
You can't believe a nigga when he say that when he got 93.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he's fighting like 40.
At that point, why are you?
Yeah.
He's fighting me 40.
Why would you not go for the
now target? He's trying to be humble. Yeah.
He's fighting me 40. It is what it is. But I was highly upset because of the stats of that game. Trey Lance didn't have big numbers, but very efficient against users. My passing game is efficient against CPU is the shit. But I would definitely say Chris is the worst user. Then the only other player that I've played is Dwayne. And he was a very late addition.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who homie
so late,
that is.
He is the Chiefs?
He got the Chiefs. Yeah.
I don't even know who the fuck invited that nigga to the party.
Yeah, I don't know Rel. Either. Who?
I think it was Rel.
Rel? Okay. Well, I saw him, and I don't know if it was a user game, the game he played before me, but he bust somebody up like 42 to like single digits. And I'm like, oh shit, okay, we might got somebody here. And
what did he do to you?
I beat him.
Like, you know, his setup was coming.
I was letting him get his, I was gonna talk his shit, kid. That's what I'm asking. People wanna know for those who don't.
Yeah, but nah, like the first half was relatively tight. And then once I figured him out, I got what I wanted defensively on the defensive side. And then just offensively, I think against users, like that game against him, I threw 1 interception, 4 touchdowns. That was the only incompletion that I had the whole game was the 1 interception. So, you know, just reading him, he blitzed a lot. He played a lot of cover 3, ran stretch against them. And Saquon just did what he had to do. But I would say out of the two, he was the better of the two, more disciplined. You know, Chris is still trying to figure out how he wants to attack. That rollout shit ain't working, but.
That rollout ain't working for a lot of motherfuckers, bro. Nah.
Boy, that's what I stopped doing. I had to become a pocket passer.
Yeah.
That's like, how to take that sack. Like how the white man wants you to be. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, bro. That's why I had to trade up for some linemen. I was like,
I don't know. I can't, man. My line is fucked up.
O-line, D-line, which one?
Both. Both. I couldn't get pressure.
My D-line's solid. My O-line is like, I got to go to the draft still.
Your D-line was killing my guys. And then Chris, well.
Most of them niggas is, I got to pay them this offseason. I had to go buy that shit.
And CJ was blitzing a lot. So that's why they got in there like that. But he didn't really have to with the way my line is.
Yeah, I think a lot of people's struggles are O-line. And looking into the draft, not a lot of old linemen, so you're going to have to spend some money in the free agency if you want to.
I ain't got shit.
Yeah.
I'm only going to use 1 pick, and that's going to be my first 1 pick on the old lineman.
I'm so fucked up cap-wise.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Saints, they pay a lot of big names.
That was one thing I forgot. The Saints did have a shitty cap. Yep. We talked about that on the podcast, too.
They pay a lot of big names, bro.
Cameron Jordan.
Fucking.
Alvin Kamara.
Michael
Thomas.
Yeah.
That defense, you know, the linebacker. Now. So, you know, they got a lot of dudes. But let me ask y'all this, right? Like, we're halfway through the first season. Do you feel that y'all starting to master or get a grasp on what's happening? Or it's like, it's just week to week?
I get a grasp, and I'll bring up the conversation we had on this podcast and in the chat more with me and you was going back and forth about the new passes and shit. Mm-hmm. And how I feel like it was mostly, it's pretty much useless unless you have a good to great quarterback. And I realized that I do, obviously, which is why certain throws I'm able to make consistently. Mm-hmm. But then again, I go back to Chris, like he has a rookie in Ritter, and I see that he is on the TV, it'll say like, oh, good accuracy or like perfect accuracy or whatever, but the pass comes out shit ball or the ball comes out. It's like, you really got to trade up or you're going to have to just sit and groom somebody to get them to the level that the Josh Allens are, the Joe Burrows, or the Justin Herberts, mm-hmm. those people, or even a Jameis Winston. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's where I was saying, like, I like it in its concept, but in reality, like, unless I'm going with a guaranteed franchise, I probably wouldn't use it. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably use a classic thing. But I am getting the more aggressive because I do like the high throws.
Yeah, I like it. I think the biggest thing for me, like when I play like my personal franchises versus our league one, or, you know, I'm playing online against somebody and I have like a superstar quarterback, the biggest difference is release quickness, mm-hmm. right? Like when I'm throwing with Trey Lance, bro, like I have to, if I see it, I got to throw it. Because the motion is so much longer.
And they sacked the quarterback so much quicker. Used to be able to get the ball out quicker before the quarterback would hit. I mean, for the linebacker or DN would hit you. Yep. That motherfucker would be like, as soon as you lined up, that nigga is right there.
Yep. But I don't know if y'all have played with Aaron Rodgers yet.
His release is dumb quick.
He's damn near unfair. You know, and then with his ability, I still haven't been able to activate it, but dot him up where everything is a perfect pass for him. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, no, Aaron Rodgers' release is nice. Pat Mahomes, guy just played against the Chiefs, quick release. You know what I'm saying?
So, I think Burrow got a nice release most part.
So the set feet lead, the under pressure one, I can't, fearless. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of those that gunslinger, the ones that expedite that throwing motion, it definitely helps you. It helps you get the throw off before they actually hit you and fuck up or get you the throw out of sack, you know, thing.
Yeah, I'm glad they reduced the throwing out of sack, because that's why we probably get sacked more, because they cut down on the number of those. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for that. But yeah, Jameis, he be getting lit up, like, because he throws slow. Mm-hmm. He about to get benched though.
And that's crazy, because you've played, nigga, you've tried to develop Kellen Mond.
Yeah,
you can't play with Jay. Like,
no, I can. Great. I can play with him, but I'm trying to go between. I was like, why am I going to really waste my time with him when I got Malik Willis on the bench? Mm. So it's a 7-point difference. I think Malik's like 69, Jameis is like 76. I might as well spend my time getting him work.
Yeah, does he have a depth trait?
No, he's regular.
Normal.
He's normal, Malik Willis.
You know they shitted on him in the draft, and they shitted on him in the game.
They shitted on all of the quarterbacks.
And
because Ritter doesn't have a depth chart.
Nah. I played with him. He's very much like you said. He's wild. The accuracy, all the ratings matter. I should put
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Ratings matter more now than ever.
Yeah.
Yep. Ain't no 69 quarterback going down the field. Mm-hmm.
Nah. But if anyone could do it, I think I could. But the reason why I probably can't, to answer your question, is that I have no scheme still, and I have no offensive or defensive scheme.
Well, shit, the way Kamara been running, goddamn.
I have to get away from that. But and that's what I'm saying. Like, if like CJ, I could have really just he got 20 some carries. But if I wanted to, I just could have just ran Kamara over and over again. Same thing with Nick, kind of control the game a little bit more. But I can't do that. Like, I need to figure out, like, how I want to attack, what my players are. I have none of that.
And that's the thing that you mentioned, scheme, and that's amazing that you mentioned it, because I'm on my second playbook already. Mm. And I feel like, and I going against the CPU, that's when I feel like a child, bro. Because I feel like the moves that I'm making in the user games, I feel confident, I'm good, they popping, I'm hitting these motherfuckers right on the money. CPU, they locking niggas up. Yeah. Like, pass that you got, boy, you ain't never seen that again. Because that nigga got two defenders on him now, and they right there waiting for you to throw it to him.
Yeah, like I was just, like, in especially the last couple of games, against you, I was just throwing shit out there. Against CJ, same thing, just throwing shit out there, just.
Which is why it's weird, because usually it was the opposite last in 22, right? You practice on the CPU, you do your
shit.
Yeah,
it's the opposite.
It's the opposite, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm practicing with y'all niggas. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to see if this play works. CPU, no, I'm perfect. I'm trying to be steady Eddie.
I have no go-to plays, no go-to defense. So, yeah.
So, I feel against Dwayne, I uncovered a defense that, man, it's gonna fuck some people up when I play users, because I can slow up the CPU. So, all right, hold on. Let me backtrack just a little bit. So I played Dwayne, and then I had a CPU game against the Rams. The Rams in our division, because I say in our, me and CJ are in the same division. The Rams in our division is the number one team. They're 5-1, 6-1, something like that. right? Or 7-1, I don't know. I was their only loss. So I just last night played them again. Bruh, the score was 12-9. I held them to 4 field goals. I got an interception return, 2-point conversion. Then I scored a touchdown. And then I got the ball back because I stopped them again. But I couldn't do nothing. I had no timeouts, 30 seconds.
Bro, offensively, bro, I'm struggling. But the game that I lost to the Browns was what? It was 25. It was 25-15 that I lost. I was up 9-7 in it. I mean, 8-7 mm-hmm. in it. Because I got a safety. I got a touchdown, but I didn't get 2-point conversion. So I was only up 8. And then from there, bro, it was like they was up at one point 22-8. Like I couldn't move because like what happened was the game that I played Ken, mm-hmm. The game I played Atlanta, Chris. Mm-hmm. Mixon was eating, bro. He had about mm-hmm. 200. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The next game they're talking about some Mixon was lipping around in the locker room. We're gonna have to sit him down, Samaje Perine go play. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? They telling me this at the press conference. Yeah. Nigga, I'm at the press conference talking about what you gonna do? Encourage Samaje or encourage the team? I'm encouraging the team. That Samaje ain't gonna see the seat. I went into the free agency trying to get the fastest motherfucker I could get. Bro, it threw me all the way off, bro. Cause I'm like, why? Since when does the game take away one of your best players if they're not injured? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he said he'll mix him will be back next game. Yeah, this is a tune-up.
Yeah, it happens. You know,
I'm like, bro, that's some bullshit, bro.
So that game I just had against the Rams, bro, you know how like you and Ken always talk about just take the points?
Yes.
There's one possession where I should have took the field goal. If the rest of the game played out how it played out, I would have went into a tie, go into OT. Now anything could happen. And I was trying to get the touchdown because I wanted to have the division win against them again. And even if they had like a better, you know, overall record, I still win the division. Obviously we split, but I have to be more disciplined.
That's the key thing that I was trying to, I've been saying this since the beginning, ever since I started seeing y'all niggas play the game and since I've been playing it, bro, you gotta be disciplined. And on top of that, bro, take the points. If I'm in field goal range, I'm kicking it.
Yeah, we got
to. I ain't even give a fuck if you up or whatever the fuck, I'm kicking it because the way this game is, I can come back.
Yeah.
I can come back.
So the thing, that last Rams game, what it really taught me was the discipline on defense. I'm still hot on offense, just trying to, you know, feel it's a video game and it's not. It's really a simulation.
You really got to be patient.
You know, so at the end of the day, I feel decent, but I'm definitely nowhere near where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, offensively, I'm not where I want to be, especially with the weapons I have, especially the way I can use them. Defensively, I love it. I'm in heaven right now defensively.
Have you made any of your linebackers into a superstar yet?
I turned one of them into a star. He didn't have a depth trade. He's a star. So he's a star now.
Okay.
I got one of my other safeties. He turned into a superstar because the picks is like they coming to it. Like based on the coverage I'm doing, these quarterbacks don't know where to throw it to and shit like that.
Yeah. My game against the Chiefs, I had an opportunity to get Kyle Duggar into a superstar depth trade. But the thing was, I had to get either two picks, two
or keep them under like 200.
Keep them under 150.
They be like keep the fucking Rams under 200 passing yards or under one touchdown.
Hey, man,
I'm like, what the fuck out of here?
Hey, that white boy Cooper Kupp, bro, you can't stop that man in this game.
He trying to come across the middle. It's a wrap.
I feel you. Well, shit, you know what I'm saying? It's a wrap for the League Podcast. Make sure you check us out next Tuesday, man. Look, as you can see, we are being consistent. Madden 23 in this motherfucker, man. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? We might be adding some more people. You know what I'm saying? But moving forward, you already know what it is. Dead End Sports, Dead End Gaming, the League Podcast. We out. Peace.
Morning, Mr. Newcomb.
Mrs. Harris.
In 1950s London, Mrs. Harris lived a very simple life.
Oh, hello.
Until something extraordinary dared her to dream of a life she'd only imagined.
I'm going to buy a Christian Dior dress from Paris.
Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris is pure joy at the movies. Academy Award nominee Leslie Manville is glorious in the most delightful discovery of the year.
We need our dreams now more than ever.
Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris, exclusively in cinemas September 30th. Book tickets now.